CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases have been rising in Pitkin County, now with the highest rate in the state, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Like many counties with popular resorts, Pitkin's coronavirus cases tend to increase, along with its number of visitors. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She's encouraging everyone to stick with COVID-19 precautions.
As much as we are wanting this pandemic to be over, we are not quite there yet.
Sabella says so far, Pitkin County hasn't let any of its allotted doses go to waste. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In southwest Colorado, the Southern Ute Tribe hosted a vaccination event Thursday. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The event was originally open to enrolled members of the Southern Ute Tribe and their immediate households, as well as tribal employees, but then was expanded to all county residents and walk-ins. It was held in Ignacio, the headquarters of the Southern Ute Indian Reservation. Data from the CDC shows American Indian and Alaska Native populations are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19, which has led to prioritization in federal funding for tribes across the country. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Three people accused of barricading an Aurora police station last summer had kidnapping charges thrown out Thursday. They were protesting the death of Elijah McClain and still face lesser charges. At 10 this morning, we're expecting an update from Boulder Police with the latest on the shootings there Monday. That's at 10 o'clock. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.